This is The Facade, written by Dr. Michael Heiser, presented by Lexham Press. This is the first book in The Facade Saga. Every official document in The Facade exists. Every ancient text in The Facade is authentic. Every historical figure in The Facade is real. Welcome to The Facade. Prologue. God has taken his stand in the divine council. Among the gods, he passes judgment. You are all gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Psalm 82, verses 1 and 6. The Bible. The Bible is a peculiar, mysterious book. If those who regard it as sacred read it closely, penetrating the camouflage of sanctioned translations, they would be shocked. According to its 82nd Psalm, there are other gods of the supernatural realm besides the God of Israel, and there are other sons of God besides Jesus Christ. These other gods, quote, sons of the Most High, unquote, in Psalm 82, serve the God of Israel in a divine council. According to the 38th chapter of the book of Job, before the world was created and the earth first brought forth life, they were there. Genesis 1:26 hints that when humans were first put on the earth, they were there. And when God withdrew their inheritance as lords over earth and gave the planet to mortals, they were there and were obedient for a time. Demoted to watching the affairs of humankind, they observe the human creature, witnessing the transmission of the divine image from generation to generation, a potentially endless succession of the right to rule. But they also gained knowledge of human weaknesses, proclivities, susceptibilities. And so it was that the watchers began to crave what they had lost, to seek their own dominion and succession. In the fullness of time, they arrived on earth in celestial flesh and mingled their seed with the seed of human women, bringing forth a dynastic line of immortal gods cloaked in mortal flesh. They would take back what was theirs. They would rule the earth as it should have been from the beginning, and humanity would take them as their gods. But the Maker, filled with outrage, betrayed them, exiling them to the abyss, sentencing their bastard sons to death in the great flood. Before their extermination, the divine half-breeds were known by men as Nephilim, giants. After the slaughter, their disembodied immortal spirits were called Shadim, demons. But the Maker had played the fool. They were reborn the instant they died, and so they cannot be killed. They had become as their fathers, ageless, free, uncontainable, and angry. The ancient book tells us that after the flood, more of God's cosmic sons, the members of his council, broke rank, descended to earth, and stole the hearts of men. Humanity worshipped them as teachers, healers, deliverers, and their gods. They raised up other hybrid races known from the ancient biblical text, Anakim, Emim, Rephaim, and Zamzumim. These two were massacred, swelling the ranks of the Shadim. Condemned to roam the earth for millennia, the Horde has continued to watch and plan and wait. Jesus understood, and he warned his listeners, one day the watchers would return, and in a manner so cunning that even his own followers could be deceived. To a timeless being, time means nothing, but timing is everything.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?